You're listening to 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Over the last 2 years, the number of children in foster care in Tennessee has jumped more than 10%, in large part due to the opioid crisis. In Knox County alone, there are more than 750 children living in state custody. Safe Baby Court works to protect the youngest children caught in the judicial system by helping them find safe, permanent homes as quickly as possible. The program's unique approach is helping parents regain custody of their children and reclaim their lives in the process. One programming note, because some of the women you'll hear from today were afraid they would come to harm if they revealed their identity, we are not using their full names for this story. WUOT News contributor Leslie Snow reports.
It's early in the morning, and the Knox County Juvenile Court is bustling. Security guards check bags as people shuffle single file through a metal detector. Nervous families huddle together as they wait for their names to be called. But in courtroom 4 each Tuesday, something special is happening. Knox County Safe Baby Court is helping children find safe, permanent placements more quickly than with traditional court. Coordinator Khaki Reynolds says permanency is the key.
Permanency, ideally, is always going to be back with a biological parent. That's going to be our number one goal until it can't be.
Safe Baby Court, one of only 12 in the state, is different from traditional court. Parents have to volunteer for the program and accept the additional monitoring that comes with it. There are more court appearances and family meetings. There are frequent random drug screenings and home visits. But along with the increased scrutiny comes additional support from a team of providers.
Most of the time when people walk in this building, they're given a list of things they need to do, and it's like, we'll see you back in 6 months. At Safe Baby Court, we get that list, and then every month we have a team meeting with everybody at the table, the attorneys, the providers, DCS, us, the parents, sometimes the children are there.
Michael Fortune, a magistrate who's worked in the juvenile court system for 19 years, says creativity and problem solving is making a real difference in Safe Baby Court.
There's a lot of brainstorming, I feel, that's involved that doesn't happen in a usual case. Is somebody not getting to treatment? Why aren't they getting to treatment? What's the problem? We can give you a bus pass, an Uber card. We can work things out for you.
The personalized attention and oversight help accelerate reunification. Kids are getting home to their families more quickly. And Khaki Reynolds says that's something that doesn't happen in conventional court cases.
Kids tend to get stuck in custody. They get stuck in the system. If a parent isn't making progress, a child can remain in custody for years and years. And I think the Department of Children's Services in this court would probably tell you that the state of Tennessee doesn't raise great children.
Sarah volunteered for Safe Baby Court after the birth of her second child. At 22, she'd been addicted to drugs her entire adult life and had already lost custody of her first child. Sarah says it's hard to come to court and face all the bad choices she made.
It's awful. Even though you're doing better at the time, it's still kind of hard to hear all of like the horrible things that you've done. You know, if you use while you're pregnant, you're just like a terrible person.
Program coordinator Khaki Reynolds says those difficult proceedings are part of the recovery process.
We try in Safe Baby Court to just lay it all out on the table. And I think the families that we have found the most success with are the ones that are brutally honest about where they've been. And I think it is a part of recovery to, it's almost like making amends, you know, with yourself and your baby.
Since January 2018, when the program began, there have been two graduates from Safe Baby Court. Megan, one of those graduates, remembers her first custody hearing before she started with Safe Baby Court. The process was daunting and her to-do list seemed endless.
I mean, it's scary because you look down at the piece of paper and you're like, how am I gonna do all of this, all these appointments, therapies, this, that, and cram it all, you know, into working a full-time job.
Through her work in the program, Megan has regained custody of her daughter and is rebuilding her relationship with the son she lost in her first custody case. She says it was easier for her to succeed this time because she didn't feel judged.
In Safe Baby's Court were, you know, on my side from day one. I never felt the cold shoulder from them. And they always, you know, accepted me as a person who made mistakes and seeing that I was working hard to try to fix those mistakes. And so they were there rooting for me.
That support goes beyond words. There's also practical help in the form of diapers, formula, and baby clothes. But even with the help Safe Baby Court provides, Magistrate Fortune understands it takes a lot of hard work for parents to control their addiction and get their children back.
These folks are about as low as you can possibly go. A lot of them are dealing with criminal issues because of their drug addiction. Some let their children be put in very dangerous, horrific situations in exchange for drugs. This will break somebody down to really the lowest point. Most people would never believe somebody could get to that point. And especially you didn't think that they could then turn it around and be a success. But that's what's happening with the program.
Sarah feels like she's part of that success story. She and her boyfriend are still working through Safe Baby Court, but they've regained custody of their son. She believes the program changed her life.
I feel like I'm a totally different person. Like, the time period from just being Safe Baby Court, like, I've learned a lot. We've moved, we've got another place, we've got a car, like, we both have jobs. And back then, we had none of that.
Another recent graduate, Elizabeth, says Safe Baby Court provided a path to end her addiction and helped her regain custody of her son more quickly.
I was excited about it because within 6 months I had him back. So it was good for me, where if I would have been in the other court, I could have probably just been coming in for my second time, not looking at getting him back that soon.
Megan's graduation from Safe Baby Court was a joyful celebration of her success. The people who helped her along the way, including Magistrate Fortune, were there to cheer her on.
We had cupcakes. They had little cupcakes, and I got a certificate saying that I had completed the program. That felt so good. The judge was actually proud of something I did. So it was cool. It was so cool.
Khaki Reynolds, the program coordinator, reflects on the two graduations she attended. She tempers her enthusiasm with the reality of what she's seen in her years working with addiction.
You know when you're ready to close a case when you don't think you're ever going to see them in your court again. And I think that's a tough pill for us to swallow here. I've worked in this field for a really long time, and I don't know that I'm ever going to feel like I'm never going to see you again. But I can say the two graduates that we've had, I feel really confident about where they are, and I hope they'll stay that way.
Magistrate Fortune believes Safe Baby Court is a better way to handle custody cases and addiction. He calls himself a cheerleader for the program.
And I do get excited. Sometimes I feel like I'm the most excited one in the room because it's such a different approach and a different outcome. I've just heard people say they just never thought they would get clean. And this just isn't some fairy tale or something they see on television. This can really be their lives.
For WUOT News, I'm Leslie Snow.